Hey, this is Dylan Short, host of Locked On Braves, and you're listening to Locked On Yankees.
What's up, yo?
Welcome to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gotsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. You can find us on Twitter at Locked On Yankees, all one word. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGots. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll get $10 off your first order. So today isn't a specific anniversary for anything, but I am looking back at a game, and I would like to thank the Baltimore Orioles Twitter account for giving me this idea. We're going to go back to October 10th, 2012, Game 3 of the Division Series with Baltimore, otherwise known as the Raul Game. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Yankees. Next week, we are going to be taking a trip back to a specific year. I still haven't chosen what year. But thankfully, there are lots of years to choose from in Yankees history. And we're going to be fully immersive in this year. So everything you ever wanted to know about that specific year and what was happening with the Yankees and with the world, you will hear about. So look for that next week. Today, we're going back to October 10th, 2012, Game 3 of the Division Series, Yankees against Baltimore. I just recall 2012, especially September of 2012, being extremely stressful because the Orioles were, let's not sugarcoat it, pains in the ass. And they were on the Yankees' heels that entire time, you know, fighting down to the wire for the division. And the Yankees ended up winning it. But, oh, that was one of the most stressful Septembers we had in a while. And it was not comfortable. Then the Yankees had to play them in the Division Series, which is a scary thing anyway, because the Division Series can go any way. Five-game series, you know, you make one mistake and you're screwed. At least in a seven-game series, you have a little room to screw up, but in a five-game series, you do not. And the reason the Baltimore Orioles Twitter account comes into play today is because yesterday they posted Jim Johnson's first career postseason save, which happened in Game 2 of the ALDS that year. He got Jeter, Ichiro, and A-Rod out to record his first save. And then me being the obnoxious person that I am, I quote tweeted that tweet and put a clip of Jim Johnson giving up the game-tying home run to Raul Ibanez in the next game. I know, it's very mean of me, but I couldn't help it. Quarantine is making me... No, it's not quarantine. I'm always like this. Why lie? So anyway, the series heads back to Yankee Stadium, tied 1-1. And your Game 3 starters are Miguel Gonzalez for the Orioles and Hiroki Kuroda. I loved Hiroki Kuroda. He did so well for the Yankees, and I feel like he's overlooked because of when he played for the Yankees, but he was just so great. Let's go through the lineups. Obviously, we'll go through Baltimore first. Nate McLouth, J.J. Hardy, Chris Davis, Adam Jones, Matt Wieters, Jim Thome, Mark Reynolds, Ryan Flaherty, just kidding, and Manny Machado, batting ninth. For the Yankees, Derek Jeter, Ichiro Suzuki, Alex Rodriguez, Robinson Cano, Nick Swisher, Mark Teixeira, Curtis Granderson, Russell Martin, Eric Chavez. Your umpires, Brian Gorman at home, Fielding Culbreth at first, Mike Everett at second, Mark Carlson at third, Tony Randazzo at in left field, and Angel Hernandez in right field, everyone's favorite umpire of all time. So the scoring didn't get started till the top of the third. Ryan Flaherty hit a solo home run to put the Orioles up 1-0. The Yankees came right back in the bottom of the frame, thanks to a Derek Jeter triple that scored Russell Martin, so the game was tied 1-1 until the top of the fifth, when Manny Machado led off with a first pitch home run to put the Orioles up 2-1. It would remain 2-1 until the bottom of the ninth. Jim Johnson came in to replace Darren O'Day. He got Suzuki to line out to left field. Then Raul Ibanez famously pinch hit for Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez had not looked good against Jim Johnson, and Joe Girardi was very smart for doing this. And on the second pitch from Johnson, on a 1-0 count, this happened.
Raul Ibanez will pinch hit for Rodriguez here in the ninth.
You know, I had a sneaky suspicion the DH role, it might come down to this, especially the last couple of bats that Alex had against Jim Johnson, where didn't seem to have a chance on that sinking. And that's a tough matchup for any righty.
Ibanez takes one ball and no strikes. You saw the power numbers. He's got 19 home runs. Last week of the season, he hit a two-run shot to tie a game, which the Yankees won in extra innings. And that ball is driven to right, and we are tied.
Yankee Stadium went effing nuts. I went effing nuts in my den. And Jim Johnson learned very quickly what it's like to blow a save in the playoffs. My favorite thing about that call is that Ernie Johnson is talking about Raul Ibanez hitting a game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth, and then he hits a game-tying home run in the bottom of the ninth. And it works the other way, too. It never fails that if you're watching a basketball game and say a guy has a free throw streak, as soon as the broadcaster mentions, he's hit 86 straight free throws, clank. If you want to feel like you can hit 86 straight free throws, or even better, hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, you should try Built Bar. It's the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Comes in 16 amazing flavors. The bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft, they're easy to chew, they're low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. They come in flavors like mint brownie delight, peanut butter brownie, salted caramel chocolate, raspberry chocolate cream, orange chocolate cream, banana nut bread, plain old peanut butter, and more. If you go to BuiltBar.com today, you can put in the code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. You can order whatever flavors you'd like. You can get a sampler pack where you can try out a bunch of flavors and figure out what you like. You can build your own box where you pick 3 flavors and get 6 bars each. I did that and ate them so quickly that I need to order again. So if you want to order, again, go to BuiltBar.com. Put in the code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. This podcast is sponsored by the audiobook edition of 24, Life Stories and Lessons from the Say Hey Kid. In this reflective and inspirational memoir, the legendary Willie Mays shares the inspirations and influences responsible for guiding him on and off the field. Widely regarded as the greatest all-around player in baseball history, the beloved Willie Mays offers people of all ages his lifetime of experience meeting challenges with positivity, integrity, and triumph. This special audiobook production includes a foreword read by Bob Costas and a bonus conversation with Willie Mays and his co-author John Shea. Whether you miss seeing your favorite players on the field this season or are looking for the perfect Father's Day gift, 24 is the inspiring story of one of sports fans' favorite living legends. Buy the audiobook edition of 24 now, wherever audiobooks are sold. So Ibanez hits the game-tying home run, and then Robinson Cano hits a line out to shortstop, Nick Swisher hits a line out to left field, but the damage is done, the game is tied. and they head into the top of the 10th. Rafael Soriano is pitching. He gets a 1-2-3 inning. Well, he gave up a single to Andino. Then Machado hit a bunt ground out that advanced Andino to second base. Then Nate McLouth hit a line drive double play. In the bottom of the 10th, Jim Johnson set the Yankees down in order. Teixeira hit a fly ball to left. Granderson struck out swinging. Russell Martin grounded out. Shortstop to first base. In the top of the 11th, David Robertson came in to relieve Soriano, and he got a 1-2-3 inning. He struck out J.J. Hardy and Endy Chavez, both looking. Adam Jones hit a fly ball to right. In the bottom of the 11th, the Yankees were facing Brian Mattis, and they went down in order. Eric Chavez struck out swinging. Jason Nix hit a fly ball to left field. Ichiro hit a pop fly to third base in foul territory. Top of the 12th, David Robertson is still in. He gets two quick ground outs by, well, not quick. I shouldn't say that. Weeters saw six pitches, but Jim Thome hit his first pitch into a ground out. Mark Reynolds hit a single, and then Andino grounded out to end the inning. So this sets up the bottom of the 12th. And guess who's leading off the inning against Mattis? You got it.
Left-hander's hitting 170 or below off of him since being in the bullpen. Did he do it again? He did! Such emotion and dead red fastball. Throw a fastball up. All he does is get the barrel of the bat to it. Great moment for them. Tough one for the Orioles.
Again, this time they mentioned how well Mattis was doing against left-handers, and then Ibanez hits the first pitch that he sees out of the ballpark to win the game. That is one of those playoff games that I wish I attended. I know a few people who were there. One person, I'm pretty sure, to this day, it's his first and only playoff game. What an experience to have for your first playoff game. My first playoff game was the Yankees losing to Jarrett Wright in the 97 division series. So that wasn't fun for me. But seeing Raul Ibanez pinch hit in the 9th inning, ties the game on a home run, and then comes in the 12th and wins it on a first pitch home run. Unbelievable. I've watched the video of those home runs so many times, but when he walks off and they show all the different angles of the guys jumping out of the dugout and celebrating, my favorite person is CC Sabathia because he just goes nuts and starts. I think he hopped over the dugout fence, right? And then he, you know, hopped to a home plate because he knew that he'd be pitching again in the series. And just, oh, that was so great. It was one of the last good moments of the 2012 season. I mean, obviously them winning the division series was a good moment, but everything, turned so bad in the ALCS. Every time I think about Derek Jeter's ankle and how it basically cost the Yankees the ALCS, there was no way that team was coming back from that. Other than game one of this series, all the other games were one run, or the fifth game was two runs, but every game was close. 2, 3, 4, and 5. And as I said, leading up to the division series, Baltimore was on the Yankees' heels for the entire month of September, and it was really stressful. And as I also said at the beginning of the show, you know, I wasn't too happy about them having to play Baltimore in the ALDS in a 5-game series. Luckily, it went the Yankees' way, but it could have gone either way easily. And what's funny is I don't remember what happened in Game 5. I know that CC Sabathia pitched and he pitched well, but I remember the Raul game so much better. And yeah, Sabathia went all 9 innings, gave up 1 run on 4 hits, walked 2, struck out 9. He pitched his ass off in that game. Now this is making me angry again about the ALCS in 2012. The only thing that makes me happy is that the Tigers didn't go on to win the World Series and that they were swept out of the World Series. So, I hope you all enjoyed this look back at the Raul game. I know I did. It was a fun one. And I just wish things worked out better for the 2012 Yankees, but hey, that's the way life goes. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Today's episode was brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and save $10 off your first order by using the promo code Locked On. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On MLB. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Friday. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend. I don't know how that snuck up on us so quickly. And I'll talk to you all next time.